just want to sing praise to you. Lord, I just want to sing praise to you. Jesus, you're worthy, Lord. Wanna sing praise to you, Jesus. Wanna give you thanks, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you're faithful and you're true. I sing praise to you. Praise you this morning. We praise you, Lord God. Throughout this day, Lord, we just give you glory and honor and bless you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, that we can praise you anytime, anywhere, and there you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. We ask you, Lord, to help us to hear your word, to do your word, to understand. Father, help us to be at the right place at the right time. We know you're leading us to that place. Help us, Lord, to catch the timings that you have for us. Lord, help us to hear clear. In Jesus' name, we bless you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Bless it to our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We're glad to have you here at Word Song with me again, Word Song Live. Just bless you, praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Bless all these folks, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for the ones that are here with and listening. Just thank you, Lord God, for ministering life to them. Well, we're going to pick up in our little study of being a doer. Praise God. I'm going to go on here a little bit. I'm going to read a few scriptures this morning. A couple of them are familiar, but we'll just go ahead. Amen. James 1:25. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And then verse 22, but you be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And then Proverbs 3, verse 1, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. It's always a choice. We're letting our heart keep his commandments. We have to choose to do that. Proverbs 4:4. He taught me also and said unto me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Amen. It's up to us to let our hearts keep the commandments. It's up to us to make that choice. It requires a choice. It requires a decision to be made. We choose to be doers. It doesn't just happen. Amen. We choose to be doers of the word. Every action in our lives, everything that we do, starts with a choice. What we say, what we think, what we do, it all starts with a choice. We choose. Amen. You choose what you think about. You choose what you dwell on in your mind. You choose. To do or not to do. That's kind of the question. To do or not to do the work of the word. That's what we're deciding to do. The work of the word. Are we going to do what the word says? Amen. To do or not to do the work of the word. That's the question. So take a little spin off of Shakespeare there. Decide to be a doer today. Amen. Make a choice. Make a quality decision today that you're going to decide to be a doer of the word today. You won't regret it. Amen. Blessing will start coming your way. As soon as you begin sowing those seeds, that harvest is in the ground and it's starting to come your way. Amen. We're blessed in the doing of the work. Praise God. Just a little side note here before we go today, because this is a short one today, but just as we go today, there's a huge difference between being a doer and being a trier. Think about that. We don't want to just try the Word of God. I used to see a bumper sticker years ago. You'd see it around, you know, try God. Well, no, don't try God. Do the Word. Do what God wants you to be. Do what He's asking to do. Do it. Amen. Do the Word. Praise God. A relationship with God isn't just something to try. A relationship with God and His Word isn't about just giving the shot. Amen. It's the doer that's blessed. Remember that. It's the doer that's blessed. Praise God. We're talking about making a decision to be a doer of the Word of God. I'm going to one more time read James 1:25. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, that means he's doing it. He's sticking with it. He's doing it. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen. Well, choose to be a doer today. Think on that. Choose to be a doer. Do what the Word's telling you to do. Begin to act on it. Whatever the Lord's leading you to, whatever the Holy Spirit is leading you to as you're reading the Word and meditating in it, do what He says to do. Praise God. That's a catalyst to a miracle. I think I've maybe said that, but that bears repeating because it's the truth. Do what He says to do. What He tells you to do, do it. Praise God. Well, have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. Think on these things. Amen. If you're being blessed by these messages, let people know about it. Let them know how they can get a hold of it. Let them know what about the website. Tell them they can find me on Facebook. Praise God. Tell them they can get the little app on their phone. Praise the Lord. Be able to get to these messages. And look forward. Come back again because there's going to be some more. We've got two or three more, at least in this series for sure. Anyway, you be blessed. You be blessed. And be a doer of the word today. Selah.